Hello and welcome to this edition of Chris Radio Presents. I'm Sandy Murillo and we are broadcasting from the studios at Chicago Lighthouse Media here in the Chicago Lighthouse's headquarters on Roosevelt Road in Chicago. Well, October is National Disability Employment Awareness Month. It's a time really to create awareness, not just about providing employment to people with disabilities, but also about other resources that are available. I recently had the opportunity to speak with Illinois Treasurer Michael Frericks. Treasurer Frericks shared information about the Illinois ABLE. This program can help many people with disabilities in regards to their financial planning.
I am joined today by our very own Illinois Treasurer, Michael Frericks. Treasurer, we had the pleasure of speaking a few years back, so it's great to have you here, although be it virtually.
Right. Sandy, it's great to be back with you today. Sorry I can't be in person. I think we all learned from the pandemic that we can communicate, we can work together remotely.
Absolutely. So, you know, Treasurer, a lot of us, myself included, will hear in the news like, oh, the Illinois treasurer, the treasurer of such organization. So can you first of all explain what does a treasurer do anyway? What's your role in the state of Illinois?
Yeah, as state treasurer, I'm the chief investment officer for the state of Illinois. I'm also the chief banking officer. We invest the state's money, try to make more money because we know that every dollar we can raise through interest is a dollar that doesn't have to be raised in taxes. Or a dollar that doesn't have to be made in cuts to things like our schools or our social service programs. So we take that part of our job very seriously, but we also believe we give people the tools they need to invest in themselves. Tools like college savings, tools like secure choice. We fight on behalf of people to get money that belongs to them and put it back into their pockets through our unclaimed property division. We're in charge of financial education for the state of Illinois. And one of those tools that might be of interest to your listeners is our Illinois ABLE program.
And, you know, that's exactly what we're going to talk about all throughout this show, because, you know, first of all, October is National Disability Employment Awareness Month. And this is a great time to remind listeners or to tell listeners what ABLE is, because a lot of our listeners might not have heard of it, or they probably have heard of the acronym, but they don't know what it is. So, Treasurer, what does Illinois ABLE mean? What is it?
Great. So Illinois ABLE, spelled A-B-L-E, means the Illinois Achieving a Better Life Experience Program. It's a result of the passage of the Stephen Beck Jr. Achieving a Better Life Experience Act of 2014. So Illinois ABLE accounts are savings and investment accounts that people with disabilities can open to save their own money and preserve federal benefits that may be received, such as SSI and Medicaid. So Illinois ABLE is one of the programs which I'm especially proud of because my office built it for families who have disabilities and their families. This is a community that has long been sidelined from pursuing their American dreams. So Illinois ABLE account owners can use the funds in their accounts to pay for the expenses that come with living with a disability. Things such as therapy, buying an accessible car, training, education, and even daily living expenses. And earnings on and withdrawals from an Illinois ABLE account are tax-free as long as they're used to pay for disability-related expenses. Before the Illinois ABLE program came along, people with disabilities experienced chronic financial instability. But that doesn't have to be the case anymore. With an Illinois ABLE account, the stress and worry that people with disabilities face can be greatly reduced.
Now, just to clarify, Treasurer, is ABLE, is it similar to a 529 college savings account?
We actually call it a 529 account because it's in the same section of federal tax law as college savings. So just as with a college savings account, you can put money in, invest it, and the growth is tax-free as long as it's used for a higher education-related expense. With an ABLE account or a 529A account, that money can be put in, it can be invested, and the growth is tax-free as long as it's used for a disability-related expense.
And that's actually a nice segue into our next question. What makes Illinois ABLE such a valuable resource for people with disabilities?
Well, I have a lot of stories. since I set this program up. But one of them I tell frequently is the story of a mother who said she had a daughter with Down syndrome. And her daughter wasn't expected to live very long, but she lived into being an adult. She got a job. She got a job working at a law firm. And she would go in for a couple hours every morning and help sort the mail and deliver the mail. And she'd do it with a smile. And the lawyers really appreciated her attitude and her work ethic. So they called her mother and said, "We decided we're going to give your daughter a raise." And what do you think the mother said? She had to tell them, "No, don't do that. The extra money you give her might put her over her SSI limits, might put her over $2,000. And that little extra money will mean a loss of a lot more money. Don't do it." We think that's unacceptable. If someone is doing a good job, they should be rewarded. They should be rewarded with a raise. And this is a good example of how, before Illinois ABLE program came along, people with disabilities were trapped in a life of chronic financial instability. This story demonstrates how building financial wellness with the Illinois ABLE account can alleviate the stress and worry that people with disabilities and families face when thinking about the future.
And, you know, Treasurer, that point, that really hit home for me personally, because I myself am a person with a disability. And I remember when I was first, you know, looking for my first job and getting through all that red tape of whether I'll be able to work and how much can I earn before putting my benefits in jeopardy. And back at that time, it's when the ABLE Act was just about to go into law. So now that, you know, I've got a job, I'm very fortunate to have a job, and I don't have to worry about jeopardizing my benefits. But I remember thinking back then, I'm like, gosh, I wish this ABLE Act had been around, you know, when I was in that situation. So that's great that people with disabilities are now benefiting from it. Are there other ways that the Illinois ABLE helps people who want to enter the workforce, people with disabilities?
A resounding yes. Illinois ABLE accounts are an important financial tool for people with disabilities who work and earn money. And we want everyone to have a job and to earn their own money if they can. The story of the young woman I just spoke about is an example of how Illinois ABLE accounts can help working account owners. Prior to ABLE accounts, people may have been hesitant to earn money or accept a raise for fear of exceeding asset caps. It could result in losing their benefits. Illinois ABLE accounts can help people protect their assets. Additionally, account owners who work and are not participating in an employer-sponsored retirement plan may contribute more than the annual contribution limit with something called ABLE to Work.
And what is that ABLE to Work?
Yeah, this was legislation we passed to follow up with ABLE. There were annual contribution limits. And we said, you know, what if a person earns more than $14,000 a year? Shouldn't we encourage that? And so you can contribute more into your account every year if it's coming from your paycheck.
A lot of our listeners are probably wondering, well, who is eligible to open an Illinois ABLE account?
Okay, there are two eligibility requirements to open an Illinois ABLE account. First, you must have incurred your disability before you turned 26 years old. Now, if someone says, well, that doesn't include me, I want you to know we are working to change that. There is legislation that is pending before Congress right now called the ABLE Age Adjustment Act. It would expand the pool of Americans eligible to open ABLE accounts to those who acquired the disability before age 46. This change would make an estimated 6 million additional Americans with disabilities eligible to save with an ABLE account. The second eligibility requirement is that your disability must be of a level of severity that you qualify for or are receiving Social Security disability benefits.
Another key question that listeners are probably wondering is, how does the Illinois ABLE account impact, you know, federal benefits like SSI, SSDI, or Medicaid?
That's a great question, especially for your listeners who are familiar disability benefits programs such as SSI, SSDI, and Medicaid. Many federal benefit programs place caps on the dollar amount of assets that a person on benefits may have. One of the important benefits of opening an Illinois ABLE account is people can save above the asset cap, up to $100,000 in an ABLE account. For example, a person on SSI, so Supplemental Security Income, is not allowed to have more than $2,000 in assets or SSI benefits will be suspended. However, if that person has an Illinois ABLE account, he or she can save up to $100,000 in the account without impacting SSI benefits.
For people that want to open an account, or maybe they have a loved one with a disability and they want to learn more about Illinois ABLE accounts, where can they do that, or how can they find out more?
It's easy. They can go to illinoisable.com. That is illinoisable.com. There you'll find a wealth of information about the program, get your questions answered, and enroll in an Illinois ABLE account. Again, the website is illinoisable.com.
Great, easy enough to remember, and there everyone can find information and learn more about such a great and important program for Illinoisans with disabilities. Now, Treasurer, is there any other things that people should know about Illinois ABLE, or anything that I might have forgotten to ask or left out?
Well, I'd like to mention that since the Illinois ABLE program launched 5 years ago, people with disabilities have saved nearly $32 million in their Illinois ABLE accounts. That means increased financial security and improved quality of life for thousands of Illinoisans with disabilities. I should also mention that the maximum total dollar amount that may be contributed to an ABLE account in a calendar year is now $16,000. But again, if an Illinois ABLE account owner works, he or she may contribute more to their ABLE account. And finally, for Illinois taxpayers who are listening, there is an important tax benefit to contributing to an Illinois ABLE account. An Illinois taxpayer who contributes to any Illinois ABLE account can deduct $10,000 if filing as an individual, or $20,000 if filing jointly, from Illinois state income taxes. That is the most generous tax benefit of any ABLE plan in the country.
You know, Treasurer, ABLE accounts, you know, they lead to financial independence and security. And that's awesome. But I feel that more still needs to be done, you know, for Illinoisans with disabilities as far as efforts to achieve more financial independence and stability. So what other initiatives is your office working on to promote that?
Well, Sandy, I'm excited to announce the launch of the Illinois Financial Wellness Hub for all Illinoisans. This new program is designed to help people prepare for important life events, such as buying a home, sending your children to college, and living comfortably in retirement. Through this online financial wellness platform, everyone in Illinois, including people with disabilities, has access to a variety of tools and resources, including budget calculators, personalized courses, webinars, and certified professional finance coaches. Individuals can create a personalized profile by going to our website and registering for an account. This platform is completely free. In addition to this free platform, a series of webinars, trainings, and lunch and learn events will provide individuals and families with the opportunity to find out more about a variety of financial topics, including budgeting, managing debt, investing, and more. All this can be found by visiting our website to learn more at illinoistreasurer.org.
Well, it sounds like it's a lot of great information and from the comfort of your own home or office. So, you know, what else could you ask for?
We try and make it easy for people from all different walks of life to live their version of the American dream. I like to say that I'm the chief investment officer for the state of Illinois, but one of the best investments we can make is in the citizens of our state and giving them the tools they need to invest in themselves, the tools they need to live their version of the American dream.
Well, Treasurer Frericks, could you repeat the Illinois ABLE website address for anyone that might have missed it or that would like to learn more?
Great. Happy to do that. You can go to illinoisable.com. That is illinoisable.com.
Great. Any other things or developments that you would like to share with us?
No, but we're always looking for ways to improve our programs, to create new programs. And so if someone has an idea or a question, please go to our website, illinoistreasurer.gov, and reach out and give us your ideas.
Great. Well, once again, everyone, this was Illinois Treasurer Michael Frerix. And Treasurer, I just have to say that back when I interviewed you several years ago, I had trouble pronouncing your last name. So I hope I'm doing a better job this time.
You did very well, Sandy. And I think, Murillo?
Murillo, correct.
Murillo. Okay.
So, you got it.
Michael Frerix, think of it like rhyming with Army Barracks.
That's Frerix. It. Well, Treasurer, it was great having you again. And thanks so much for being a friend of the Lighthouse and of the community of people with disabilities.
Sandy, thank you very much. It is a great friendship, and I look forward to working with you for many years to come.
Once again, that was Illinois Treasurer Michael Frerix talking about the Illinois ABLE program. And in case you're tuning in and happen to miss the website address to learn more about Illinois ABLE, you can go to illinoisable.com. That's all one word, Illinois ABLE, I-L-L-I-N-O-I-S, ABLE, A-B-L-E.com. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.